State regulators today suspended hearings on Central Maine Power's proposal to build a 145-mile high-voltage transmission line in western Maine. The move comes after project opponents complained that CMP had overwhelmed them with a last-minute document dump too big to wade through within the allotted time. Fred Bever has more.
The Public Utilities Commission staff agreed that the current schedule did not allow enough time to review important documents and canceled two upcoming hearings. The transmission line ostensibly would carry low-polluting hydroelectricity from Hydro-Québec's dam system in Canada through Maine to customers in Massachusetts. But net pollution reductions are a disputed point in the case. John Flumerfelt is a spokesman for the Calpine Corporation, which operates a natural gas electricity plant in Westbrook. Its business could take a hit if the CMP project is approved. Flumerfelt says some of the recently uncovered documents go to internal CMP discussions about how and whether the project would reduce greenhouse gas emissions.
To the extent that there's information that they have been reluctant to provide, even to their own regulatory commission, that contradicts their case, that could be a very big deal and could change the outcome. Secondly, this is probably a pretty significant delay if it opens up opportunities for additional testimony and cross-examination of different witnesses.
The Public Utilities Commission staff called for a new extended schedule that would give the parties time to examine and respond to the new documents. CMP spokesman John Carroll says while the delay may stretch out the timetable for a commission decision on the transmission proposal, it will not delay the project itself, which is scheduled to go online in 2022. And he dismissed Flumerfelt's views.
We strongly disagree with the characterization of this information. Calpine is a fossil fuel generator who stands to lose a lot of money when consumers benefit from this project, and I think they would say or do almost anything they could to protect their self-interest. And that's what you see and hear in those comments.
Regulators had tentatively planned to decide the case by the end of December. If, as seems likely now, the decision is delayed until next year, that would coincide with the installation of a new governor in the Blaine House. Incumbent Paula Page has been a supporter of the CMP project, but all four candidates in the race, including Republican Sean Moody and Democrat Janet Mills, have voiced skepticism about whether the project would benefit Mainers. Barry Hobbins, the state's public advocate, says the election could create an entirely new political context for decisions on the CMP project.
There could be a change in leadership, both at the executive branch, in the legislature, or for that matter, there could be new members of the Public Utilities Commission that could come up if the administrations change.
The commission has scheduled a new procedural conference in the case for Halloween. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Fred Bever.